This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Generation Next. Love it.
That's exactly what we are, Generation Next, with Maddie and Chris on Joy 94.9.
Loving it.
So, of course, if you want to get involved in the show, you can text us in at 0427-JOY-949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. And you know what? Seems to have been a really big week or two for queer people in sport, both athletes and supporters.
Yeah, it's great news. I think we need to hear more of it.
Yeah, definitely. Something that's happening in actually my local area, the Essendon Football Club has announced that they're going to have a LGBTIQ supporters club called the Purple Bombers, just like Collingwood's Pink Magpies.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that is pretty cute.
Oh, wait, no, in a manly way, you know, sports.
Brendan Goddard has said that we want to create a space, not only here at Essendon, but all around the AFL, that everyone is welcome. Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
We launched our Essendon Football Club Respect program earlier in the year. And that was about welcoming all diversities around the country to footy and making it a welcoming place. And this is just an extension of that. So happy with this.
Definitely. And, you know, it's also good for the kids that are growing up as well. You know, if they are gay and they just want to experience that side and be more, sports. Sorry, I'm not much of a sports player. So, but yeah, no, it's good for them. And if they want to do that, that's great.
One thing about Australia is that sport is like the culture.
It's like a religion to us, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much so.
And it's a very sort of blokey environment. You know, little boys will be given footballs when they're born and they sort of grow up thinking, okay, I want to be a footy player. And
they also take the responsibility of like a hero figure as well for the community and for the nation as well. And so it's a big responsibility to have on their shoulders at times.
So I'm so glad to see that there's been moves against homophobia in AFL. There was the Pride Cup earlier this year with Jason Ball. This was in the VFL.
Mm.
And so now there are two teams out of, I don't know how many AFL teams there are, 20-ish?
You could text us in and tell us.
I totally know about football. What are you talking about?
Let's just stick with 8 or 18.
So this is the second club to have created a queer supporters group, which is absolutely fantastic. Essendon was the club that, you know how when you're in primary school, you asked all the time, what team do you barrack for? And I just, okay, yeah, Essendon, I lived around there, so may as well.
Oh my God. Mine was the, I guess, the Sydney Swans and then the Crows.
Yeah, because you're from Adelaide, aren't you? You spent...
Well, I was born in Sydney and I guess that's why. But then Adelaide Crows and then I just like the mascot. Isn't that sad? It's a crow.
I think that's more reasonable than how... I think most people are just like... People whose families are people who are passionate about football will get their children passionate about football.
And exactly.
They'll be the family teams.
Insane.
There are like two Collingwood supporters in my extended family, and I think they're sort of the outcasts.
Yeah. Look, in saying that, though, my dad did take me to the MCG to see Collingwood, and I knew nothing about football or how it works before watching the game. But after watching it and seeing it live, it's actually, I pretty much know everything about it. It's quite entertaining as well.
Yeah.
Not just seeing the guys in shorts, but also just their skill as well. And it's such a...
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The founder of the Purple Bombers, he's been a member of the Essendon Football Club for 30 years. And he was actually announced in May on the AFL and Joy 94.9 joint broadcast that he was working to create the Purple Bombers. One thing he said, the AFL doesn't have any out players and there are many fans who don't feel comfortable being themselves in the footy crowds. Times have changed and we should have a diverse environment where we can all be accepted and appreciated for who we are. Awesome.
That is.
Because, yeah, I can imagine that if you're openly gay and at a footy match with your boyfriend, say, you'd feel a little bit unsafe.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could say that, but it really depends. Is there any openly gay players at the moment?
No, nobody in the AFL.
Not that we know of, is that right?
No one who's out.
Yeah. Well, again, it takes time, and I guess organisations like this really do help to hasten that process. I find that, do you reckon, though, this happens more to sports that are, you're in a team, which it's harder to be more openly gay than to oppose to, say, as a sports where it's just a singular event?
Yeah, I can imagine it would be because there's the whole, you know, locker room, you know, group showers and things.
That and body contact and yeah. all that.
And I know that even as the woman in the high school environment, when I came out, there were sort of people not wanting to be near me in the change rooms and that kind of thing. And I imagine it could be fairly rough in the sort of really blokey atmosphere.
Yeah. I guess, but it's weird because I can rugby and even soccer and AFL, like they all have these, like straight guys, they also do all these crazy, like silly tackles as well that they use to, these sexual things. It's just hilarious. And it's, I don't know, I find that it shouldn't really matter if there's someone who's gay there. It's just...
It shouldn't, but unfortunately I think people care a bit more than...
But again, it's changing, stuff like this.
Yeah. And just another piece of news about queer people in sport. In the Commonwealth Games in platform pair diving, the world's two most famous openly gay divers had a really great Friday night. Matthew Mitchum, the Australian, and his partner Dominic Begood took the gold medal in 10-metre platform pairs, and the silver medal was taken by Tom Daly, who came out quite recently.
Oh, my.
That's pretty awesome.
That's really good. I could see that happening more often because they're pretty good athletes.
Yeah, and after Matthew Mitchum's won 6 Commonwealth Games silver, he's come home with a gold.
Yeah, finally. Good on him.
Yeah, good for him. So I love that, you know, the medal winners, gold and silver, were both taken out by openly gay athletes.
No,
I'm loving
it. He's always so happy, that guy, Mitchum. Yeah. So cute.
So that's just been another great piece of news with openly gay sports people being utterly fantastic. We'll be coming back with Gay School right after this.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.